many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. I'm here with Franz. He can't wait to lick some panty pudding. I got Buddy Bo here. All I gotta say is I'm opening up a theater slash bar in Westchester.
Slash bar?
Not like slash from Guns N' Roses, but...
He's totally won that word.
I walked in, and there's this 50-year-old black bum sleeping on a pizza with shit in his ass. And I slapped him awake for 10 minutes, and he wouldn't go awake. And then I lifted him up, and then he started slobbering. So I called 911, and I swear to God, there was 3 ambulances and 2 cop cars out front getting this guy out. And then this guy, Lee, who is...
It'd be 6 if he was white.
Who's working on the place. He's like, that's my employee. His name is Glenn. And I'm like, well, Glenn's a drunk, homeboy. He's like, no, he says he didn't even drink or do anything. I'm like, Look in the trash can. There's Vladimir Vodka. There's this cheap Vladimir Vodka, like a big thing.
So
it's
the
all
dude went to work, hit some vodka, and just middle of the day at work, just decides...
5 o'clock, passed out on the front... not porch. What is it?
Stoop.
Like a windowsill.
Windowsill.
I got news for you.
What?
That was Novak in blackface.
Yeah, Novak was in jail for the same thing, but this guy's like, that's my employee. He swore he didn't drink. I'm like, a lot of people swear they don't drink, homeboy. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy is fucking passed out on Vladimir Vodka. I was like, I bet you there's more to it. I bet you he's taking, like, loads of Xanax or heroin or something. Like, it's not just booze.
You know what, though? Sometimes boozers make the best employees. If you know, I'm in South Philly, so
cool.
There's the Italian Market right there. And some of those dudes...
Bragging?
Some of those dudes... No, I'm not bragging. It's the opposite of bragging.
Did they change the name of the Italian Market?
It's one step away from shame is what it... No. I'm proud. I'm from South Philly. But listen, there's a bunch of. That's what you wanted to hear. There's a bunch of fruit stands that employ these old drunks, and they work. They get up at 5 in the morning. They do the shipments. They work all day, but they sleep out in the fucking sidewalk.
Dude,
it's the weirdest thing.
They work all fucking day to get their booze money for that following night. It's pay labor or day labor.
Yeah.
It's just insane that people like Novak, who get $7,000 for a book deal. They don't go, hey, maybe I'll save up for a house, maybe I'll buy a car. No. This is like a bag of Xanax. And, like, he'll buy 7,000 worth of Xanax and just be high as a kite for 1 month straight.
That's a good month, though.
That was a good month, though, babe.
Do you remember last time Novak was here when we found the drugs on him?
And he said
that he had money because he had gotten a check from Jackass 2.5.
He's not even in it.
I know, dude, that was actually, I talked to his mom. He scammed his mom out of $4,000.
So,
that's what that was.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Remember, we caught him like 2 weeks ago when he said that he was clean and sober, and then we dumped out his cigarettes and all these Xanax came flying out. He's like, call my mom right now. She's the one who prescribed me to.
A lot of people have been emailing and shit and asking how he's doing. Do you know?
Horrible. He's doing the worst he's ever been.
Yeah, I talked to Mandy a couple days ago. I don't even want to talk to him.
Novak started getting tough on me in front of Iron Hill. I was like,
because he was all fucked up.
I was like, wait a second. Look, there's a new turnaround.
What did he say to you? What
kind of
stuff
are you talking about?
I wrote to Mandy and I said, how's he doing? And she said that he moved out. Well, she threw him out because she caught him stealing out of her purse. And then
he
spent the entire check that he got from I don't even know what.
That was his mom for the $4,000, which he convinced her was for a halfway house.
Right. And he told Mandy that he was going to move into a halfway house or a recovery house. And then
he tried to scam his mom for more money. He tried to take an advance on his book deal money with the promise that I would pay her back his book deal money plus interest if she wrote him, if she gave him cash that night for the halfway house, because the room was going fast and he needed to book himself in.
He never even went.
Don't fucking ear me out like that again. You both had your lips moving at the same exact fucking time.
That happens a lot.
You can tell you guys are married.
You were both turned and twisted and looked at fucking Franz like, blah, 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 blah. He never ever went.
You're just mad because I was eating your ass last night.
Why
would she be mad?
How long has she been mad about it?
So you were in the middle of a story, but the other thing is, last time Mandy kicked him out, he kicked out the cellar window and broke in. She just comes home from work and finds him crashed out in the couch. It's like, I thought I got rid of you.
Yeah, I'm kicking out this window.
She said that when
I have my toothbrush in here. I needed to get my toothbrush.
She said when she cleaned out her house, she found a bunch of needles and spoons and like empty heroin pills.
Take a look at my needle. It's the only one I got.
And you know what his
excuse is? Just the two of us.
When you find pills or
just the two of us.
Go ahead, Brian.
When you find pills or needles or drugs on Novak or in his old stuff, you know what he says?
That's from before. That's like something I had like 2 years ago. I forgot all about.
And like she clean, you know how what a clean freak she is. She immaculates that house.
Well, why does the spoon have 2008 engraved in it?
Why is the spoon still hot?
It's commemorative.
That was for the future, babe.
It's a Phillies commemorative spoon. Lots of people have spoon collections.
But it says 2008.
Yeah, because I was getting it for Christmas.
Yeah, it's for next year. They make them now for next year.
Oh my gosh. What a fuck up. Dude, I talked to him today, and he says he's going to send me, you know, the new chapter.
You talked to him today?
Yeah, I talk to him every day. Here's a great Novak story. I didn't even think twice about this, because every time I talk to Novak, it's the same thing. He's like, yeah, Franz, I have the next chapter for Haggard all done. I'm ready to send it to you. Okay, guys, 1, 2, 3. and so, Franz, so also, I have a, what else are we talking about? Wait, guys. And I'm like, Novak, what are you doing?
He goes,
hold on a second, Franz.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, he's like, hold on a second, Franz. And I hear someone go, Novak, put down the fucking phone. And he goes,
dude, sorry, Franz. Listen, man, we're pushing my friend's car to AutoZone. It's like another mile up the road. So I'll call you back when we get there.
Oh, yeah.
He's pushing. He's on the phone talking about his book deal.
I wrote a new chapter. It's called, I'm pushing the car to AutoZone. Let me call you back. Yo, everybody knows me there.
I have a whole chapter of his book in my car.
You do?
He left it handwritten, everything. A whole
Jesus
chapter
Christ,
of it.
Jesus Christ, I need
on
that.
Oh,
on
the tour.
No, hey, everybody, just so you know.
He blamed me for stealing his book like 3 years ago.
Somewhere in the world is Dream Seller Part 2, and it's all the chapters he wrote that I was supposed to revise.
We had one
lost.
On the bus.
I have
really?
Some...
Yeah, we threw it away.
Natalie, you still fucking Waffle Boy?
We never picked it up. It was on the tour bus.
Natalie, you still fucking Waffle Boy?
Well, not technically, because here's...
You
here's...
told me you weren't fucking Waffle Boy.
Yeah, and now Buddy Bill has a hard dick over your ass, and you're fucking Waffle Boy.
We were boyfriend and girlfriend in a movie. It's not real.
But I realized that we were
story.
A couple now.
Okay, wait, listen. So I've been dating Waffle Boy for 7 years.
And why Waffle Boy?
We all know that.
Briefly, why Waffle Boy?
He's in Belgium.
Oh, okay.
So Bam deemed him Waffle Boy. So he decides to whipped cream himself the other night.
What does that mean?
I'm laying in bed, and I'm talking about, what the fuck? I'm like, you don't even touch me anymore. I feel so gross. Like, why don't you even want to have sex with me? I'm like, whatever, I'm going to bed. So I turn my back to him, and I'm like crying, and then I'm laying there, and I hear like my sheets ruffling, and I'm like, what? What is he doing? I'm like, what? And it's not like harmonious. Like, it's not. It's like this weird touching. Like, I hear it, and I'm like.
And then you woke up and there was maple syrup all over
the
sheets.
He was jacking off.
Wait, listen. So I hear. I have rolled paper towels by my bed because I was cleaning like my baseboards or whatever. So I hear a paper towel rip off. I'm like, what the fuck? Then I hear shuffling with the paper towels. Then I hear him lift up my like bed skirt and throw something under there. And I go, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be like Holy Sherlock Holmes about this. So I lean over towards him.
Why couldn't you just ask him?
And I touch his belly, and I get my hand has like a shitload of cum on it. I go, did you just fucking jerk off next to me. I was like, you couldn't roll over and stick it in me.
He'd
I'm laying here naked.
He'd rather hump his hand than hump your puss.
Exactly.
That's
and I'm
muffed
like,
up.
Couldn't
well,
you
no,
just fucking roll over
worst,
and stick it in me?
Yeah. Well, the worst part about it was, is I'm like, that's so fucking creepy. You just jerked off next to me. Then you tried to hide the evidence under my bed. Like, I wouldn't find your cum-crusted paper towel in like a month. So then I said, you fucking go down on me until I cum all over your face. And he did.
Well, there's like six dudes here that probably run a train on you, dude.
I don't think so.
Did you tell him it was cum and it was just piss? That's what they say in the movies. It's medically, oh, that's cum. And medical doctors.
No,
you see the captions, but it's really you. Chick pisses all over his face.
Your spugens. I don't know what I was...
Yeah, what are you doing cheating on me anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Are we serious here?
Dead serious.
Dude, I'm, like, so fat right now. No guys hit on me anymore. I, like, ate the person I was last year. I'm, like, twice the size of me. I don't, like, I'm not ready to be single.
I think you look good.
Well, if you get humped by six dudes in one night, you probably burn 1,000 calories.
Oh,
Damn that sweaty bitch.
Hi, I'm here for the gangbang.
Yeah, that's good. Bam, you ain't no without. I didn't say me. I'm going to Barcelona tomorrow, dude.
Yeah.
I'm with you all night.
What yo, girlfriend, this chick, she's moving to Hawaii in a month. She says she's going to fuck me relentlessly for a month.
Why would a girl ever promise that?
She's fucking banging and she plays the guitar.
She plays the guitar.
Well, yo, not to keep busting on Novak. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's jump off of that. Yo, I gotta tell you about your new bar that's opening up.
Yeah.
He has to tell you about it.
About 6-7 years ago. Remember the old Price Street house?
Yeah.
So we had the toboggan gungee corded to the back of a fucking four wheeler.
Yeah, the toboggan gungee corded back.
Dude, it was a state of emergency in Westchester. We had like six people. We're making runs to 15 North, taking people on a 6-man toboggan. Don't we made turn, came right past. We looked behind it, we were gonna get it fast. There come Popo, trying to make a turn. He had to back up, coach, get it for. Now. Coming after me, I said, just go. He took off, flew around, and Ken broke his window. Right where Ben Bar is, broke window. If you walk for him, three doors down. That cop didn't turn around, he didn't chase him. We went back to the bar and took another round. Six people, four on the front.
That was a crazy night.
Is that the end of the story?
That sounded like a wild night.
That's a Grammy.
Look, the guy pulled back up to take another round of six people. I stayed till latest. I stayed around. The cop was backed up. So listen, he went up, he made the turn, he's coming down, he's passing Yearsley's, and literally, the window that you fucking are opening the bar in, there's a set of three steps, marble steps, and the toboggan has no one on the back of it, and I sent dude around, and then he comes back, he makes the turn just the one block around, and it fucking launched, like he hits a turn, the back of the bobsled has no one on the back, it hits like a parking meter, sideswipes a couple cars, and it bounces back towards the buildings. Hits three steps and launches in air. This is his story. And it shattered the fucking front bay window. It shattered the window and fucking he came back around. And I was like, throw him back on the back now. You won't have again. Six people have me on road again.
Well, you know what? This bar, opening up this bar has just become a reality show on MTV.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
I'm doing 8 episodes.
That's a fucking revelation. Ass fucking and, well,
the that's an awesome
is,
idea.
The bad thing is that Donnie,
I ain't coming in there now.
Donnie, who I'm partners with, hates being on camera and he doesn't know.
Yeah, that's
dude.
The act
he
now.
He wants to hire some, like, actor to play him. I'm like, it doesn't work like that. It's reality, dude. But I'm like, I'll take you to Temple University. We could take some acting classes and everything.
What?
Okay, hey, Donnie.
You think that's what reality TV is?
Yeah, yeah.
How about hiring Harrison Ford to take his place?
Yeah, that's what he wants to do.
That'd be cool. Right?
But I mean, like, when the bar opens and MTV's involved, like, they'll recommend that Iggy Pop plays. They'll recommend that Foo Fighters plays, you know? And we're not going to have to pay them to show up and buy their tickets
and
all that shit.
What about the whole township thing, though? Are they going to be into having all that type of filming going on at the place?
They're cool.
Well, the good thing about it is it won't air until it's already happened.
Plus the township, you know, the township's being awesome.
Oh, like,
we've been
like
talking to the six-year-old
lady. And now they know.
They're like awesome. The six-year-old lady from the boroughs listening to this very radio show.
Yeah, fuck off. I ain't being sentimental.
Well, you have
sentimental
such great rapport
or not. But I liked Iggy Pop, like, back in the day, but from him playing at the wedding, I swear to God, Franz, I will come the fuck over.
I'm all for you.
Yeah, since I now hear the songs that he played at your wedding, man, like, they hit home to me now. You know, I like them more.
Big time.
Sam, can I play with the bar?
I told you, I still got the cord for
you. Can you play with the bar?
Can I play? No, I don't want to play with the bar. Can I play at the bar?
What are you going to play?
I rap.
Crack the cord.
I rap really good.
Fucking hit right in the head.
Like, I freestyle.
Let's hear some.
Rap to White Wedding.
Ass white bitch.
Let's hear something.
Ew. Ass white bitch.
Rap to White Wedding.
Kick ass white bitch.
Rap to White Wedding.
How do you rap to White Wedding? That's not a good beat. I don't have my beat. I don't feel it. I can't do it.
Yeah. Here I come.
Sweet.
That's playing drums to it.
I was.
You're gonna rap to it.
I didn't claim I was gonna rap.
Hey, little fuck, can you walk off the song?
Hey, little fuck, face like me, suck your ass.
5 seconds, fucking morning,
baby.
5 seconds, fucking warning, baby. 5 seconds, fucking warning.
Warning.
Now I say you
want to fuck me again.
Oh, yeah. 5 seconds. Warning.
So I will. I'll
take that.
5 seconds. Warning.
Warning.
Again. 5 second warning. I'ma whip my dick.
No, you were getting too. It was building up to that fuck face.
You know what? All this 80s music makes me want to play this new Holy Diver by Killswitch Engage. All right, Buddy Gobo's been sipping on some Captain Morgan and Coke. And this one's for the Lobo, the Gobo. This is Holy Diver by Killswitch Engage. Some new shit by some old dudes.
Thank you.
going hot right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
That was Killswitch Engage, Holy Diver, and Natalie has this massive pill jar filled with Vicodins, 90 of them.
You could put 30 cinnamon sticks
and
in
it's,
it.
And it's... dude,
how
Franz,
many do you get in there?
It's the size of your 90. Dick, basically.
90?
I think we should put it... I want to see
put your
penis.
Dick
I've
in it,
it
and see if
no,
it fits.
I'm not...
Come on,
dude, come on, you have to do it.
No.
You can't please. Let all the people down.
It's not a visual medium, it's a radio.
It's a hard pill to swallow.
It's the theater of the mind.
Hey, I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but you got to do it.
I'm not... No. The last time you guys tried to make me do this was we were signing the book deal for Dream Cellar. Signing the book deal for Dream Cellar in New York City. It's me, Bam Novak, and these three girls we don't even know. And they have lined up. They're yelling at me, putting all this pressure on me in the middle of this nice-ass restaurant with a cracker in between two glasses of wine. Basically like a sawhorse with a cracker, and telling me to break the cracker with my cock.
Shut up.
In the middle of this nice ass...
You can't break a cracker with a cock?
I'm not that dude, though. I'm not the whip out your dick dude.
Wait, who did
you've
that?
Never
you
given...
Women have to earn their
you've
right...
You've never bruised anyone in the face with your dick?
Franz, I earned the right. I'm doing your laundry.
I know, yeah. How do you know about that? You're a fucker.
Franz, if you let everybody down, then that's like 3 minutes that we just talked about of
wasting
air.
Let me redeem myself.
You can't.
And talk about the child molester.
You just have to do it.
You got to hear about the child
molester.
I'll hear
about it.
You got to stick your dick in a fucking
jar.
Stick
your dick in a fucking pill jar.
Fake.
Women have to pay for that.
Do it.
Stick your dick. Stick your dick.
Guys.
Stick your dick.
Guys, I'm not that dude.
Can we take the pills out first?
Listen, my mom.
You did not drive here from South
Carolina. My mom has been elected. My mom was elected for town council for fuck's sake.
So what?
Elected, she didn't win.
Yo, fluff or
that's
nutter.
In Springfield,
don't
homo.
Don't want to touch your own puss. Can you, fluff?
Put my mom's on town council.
Come on.
I can talk about fucking... I can't...
I need a photo.
Don't do this to me.
Give me the picture camera.
Come on, do it. Franz,
quick with a pussy.
With camera phones.
I'll erase it.
And then it's on the goddamn internet. Next to a picture of my mom's
only
face.
Natalie's watching.
Only Natalie's watching. Here, I'll block you because my ass is so
you're
large.
Not even dating anybody. Come on.
Yes, I am.
Know, seriously.
Come on.
Here, do you want us to loop it up?
I'm dating this...
Quick with a fag. Come on.
No. Come on, guys.
Come on.
Now, listen. I got a great story to tell you about how I was molested.
We don't care. Yeah.
You have a great story to tell
everyone
about when I was at Boy Scout camp. This child
No. We don't want to hear about that. Put your dick in the pill jar.
No!
Do it.
No.
I have the camera ready. It's
no,
die.
I'm not that dude.
It's going to die.
You're talking to him wrong.
Let's go to the phones.
You've got
to
fluff him.
Let's go to the phones. We're not live.
I don't want
to
be fluffed.
Front.
Hey, baby.
Let's go to the phones.
Front. Britney Spears would do
no,
it.
Front. I'm not doing it.
Put your dick in the pill jar.
Ask me to do anything
Britney
else.
Spears would put her dick in the jar.
You're doing that.
No, because the internet... And then
I won't put it on the internet.
I'm gonna get married someday, and then these girls. Are
oh
gonna
my god!
My
Franz,
I just saw five photos of your dick against some girl's face, and you're trying to say that a dick in a pill jar is gonna make you not get married? Put your dick in the pill jar.
Yeah, but
put your dick in the fucking pill jar.
No girl.
No. Now you're pissing me off. You drive all the way here from South Philly.
We're trying to prove how big this pill jar is.
Put it in. Not how little it is. After you put your dick in it.
What did you say? You'll pull it out of your ass.
Here we go.
Put it in your ass and then joke and put his dick in that.
Now.
It's like a hard plastic condom.
Franz, it'll take 2 seconds for fuck's sake.
Yeah, just don't get in there.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
All right, good. Woo! Thank you for being
a
good
boner. I'll put a boner. Right,
thanks for being
a good sport. No, you're going to break it. I'll come in it.
All right, thanks.
Don't come in my pill.
I would be a good sport.
It's starting to be gay.
All right.
And they're all going to stick together.
So now
we
got to go get a boner?
Yeah.
It's Natalie's bottle. Why don't she do what she normally does with it?
My girlfriend in the movie would
come back.
I'll be back.
But wait, let me tell the molester story before I get the boner. I can't tell a child molester story with a boner.
You can tell that after. Tell that afterwards.
Right, let's see what I can find.
And have it in the pill jar.
Don't jerk off on it.
Yeah, no. Alright, yeah. Hurry back, would you?
I'm trying.
Okay, wait, so why he's gone?
Yeah.
I want to talk about my same thing.
Don't talk
about first.
Yeah, there's a club magazine in the bathroom. Open up the bottom drawer.
Chad, you're going to fucking kill me with that shit. I'm going to puke on my fucking Captain and Morgan shit.
Hey, dude, Franz did not drive from South Philly to not get a hard-on and put in a pill jar.
And that's to prove how big this pill jar is.
Yo, can you take the fucking pills off her?
Yeah, and Natalie.
I want to talk about Brittany.
Natalie.
Because we need to save her.
Why do you have so many pills?
Because I have really a really bad back. Oh my gosh, I developed a stutter at 25 years old.
It sounds like it's an excuse.
It's not an excuse. How do you get prescribed it's legally with an excuse? Excuse? Hey, doctor, why don't you just give me a big bottle of pills?
Natalie, I fucking have broken my finger the other day. I've rolled the four-wheeler, and I've twisted my leg.
They won't give him an aspirin.
The bar landed on my fucking arm. I don't need any goddamn morphine and Vicodin.
That's because you got fucking everything else in your system.
Like what?
I don't know. Stop.
Everything you got, plus you
better
you
fucking
got the
not
drugs.
Fuck face. You better be skating. Yo.
I just drink beers.
I know. What the fuck are you
But I mean,
talking?
It hurts, but I mean,
yo, my maximum security fucking hair gel's here. Toothpaste, yeah. I mean.
What?
Shut up. Never mind. Look, it's right.
I'm just waiting for
What's
fine.
That, R2?
Bam, I really, I really think that you should call Brittany. And fly her out here, land the chopper in your backyard, and her and Novak should start dating, because they're the only two people who can save themselves. And
I think you like Novak.
No, I don't like Novak. Why is this so yeah. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I have photos to prove it.
You're such a liar. Nobody has photos.
I'll show you right now. Yeah.
Why do you keep bringing up Novak?
You want to see him?
Yeah, no, I'm bringing up Brittany. I'm saving Brittany. You should save the whale.
You
save
should go
Brittany.
Bring up
Do you not think Novak ate you out?
No.
I have a photo to prove it.
No.
Yeah.
You do not have any photos. You're such a liar.
Nasty, you fucking though. Lied to me, bitch.
He has
it.
Yeah, he has.
He doesn't have any
you
photos.
You lied to me.
I saw it.
I've never, ever.
Nobody will know it's you.
You know, I knew that was true in the beginning, and I wasn't going to agree to be your girlfriend in the movie.
Natalie says that Novak never ate her out. Boom. I have double prints. You could have that one.
You are such a dickhole.
I've been lying. Missy hit it because she's like.
Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah,
even though Missy has pictures of me shoving tampons and a thermometer up my ass.
But there you are, getting eaten out by Novak. So hat.
I used to stick them in
that
my ears.
That is fucking
practice.
Picture proof right there. So if you say you
no,
didn't,
I see it.
His tongue's nowhere near me. He's just sniffing
pass it.
It
around.
He's just sniffing my.
Pass
crotch.
It around. Let's get the opinion. Yep, that's Novak with his tongue out, and that's your crotch. It look what's connected to
he
where your crotch
was
supposed to be.
He told me how much
no,
fun
that's
he had.
Upside down, Bill.
He had a blast that
down.
Night.
It is offside.
She's like, nah, Novak never ate me out. Yeah, right. I have a photo
man.
To prove it.
Show it that you don't.
I'll tell
you. You photoshopped
you
it, fam. Damn, you photoshopped
that.
You
can see a photo. It says Kodak on the back.
Pussy. No. She has
it's not like
the
I printed
best pussy
it out.
In the fucking world. No, I came.
That's, no, that's a real photo, ladies
that's
and gentlemen.
Natalie, you have a pretty hairy pussy there.
Oh, I was waiting for Paul to get back from Belgium, and so I didn't.
You
shave
were waiting
time because I was
you were waiting.
Whack.
You were waiting for him to come back.
Yeah, she didn't want it to look like she was.
Novak's face deep and muff.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Listen. We were broken up at that time anyway. So. And by the way, eating ain't cheating.
Eating ain't cheating. Let me tell that to Missy, and I'll be dead meat.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Taking
I'd
farts and breaking
out.
Hearts.
Ripping farts and breaking hearts.
Speaking of cheating, this girl's moving to Hawaii in a month, and she.
Why is she bringing her up?
Because she's planning to fuck me for a month.
What?
Whoops. Never mind.
Who? I thought you were
oh,
fucking
we
two, these two girls.
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we are.
Don't say her name.
Just don't say her name. Let's call her up.
Yeah.
But Franz is working on.
We have
her
on the phone. There she is.
Yo, Franz, where you at? I got the camera on.
Let's do this.
Bring your bird in.
I want to move to Hawaii.
Let me see it.
Oh, God, he's shaking it.
Come over.
I'm working on it.
Come over.
Oh, God.
Come over.
Oh! You hard-on faggot.
Bring the dick over.
Ah!
Bring it over.
You're supposed to take the pills out. Oh, jeez. I ain't eating that.
Franz has been wiggling
what?
His dick around Natalie's giant cinnamon
bring over
stick
the dick.
Sized pill bottle.
Come on. I won't put your face in it.
Franz, you are officially gay.
Franz, you're wearing a rolled up flannel shirt. How much more
what is that?
You dude, fuck. I see camera flashes.
The camera flashed. It didn't even work.
Oh, you fucking shy ass.
It didn't work. You're shy.
No, fucking
shy faggot.
Why don't you give us
hurts.
A... 10-minute warning.
What a shy faggot.
10-minute warning. Yeah, well, that's
no
weak.
Porn in that fucking bathroom. I'm trying to jerk off to the ads in skateboard magazines. There's one ad with one girl doing a fucking
boneless.
That's
a lie. I have plenty of porn. That's a pure
Not
lie.
In that room. I'll get a boner. Look, the thing's still in there. I'll get a boner.
Yo,
let me have another.
You know what I'm playing?
What's that?
I'm playing the Euro Boys. It's a Turbo Negro. The guitar player started a band.
Hang on, what is it? Turbo Negro? They didn't break up, according.
No, they did not break up. Yeah, but this is the guitar player Euro Boy is a side project. Played Dirty Hole.
Dirty Hole.
Yeah, fuck face. I wasn't supposed to talk to her. You were supposed to say, you gotta fuck butt up in the next month. She was going to say, yeah.
Well, if you didn't buy the cheap phone, then maybe we could have talked to her properly.
What am I doing?
Couldn't hear it with the speakerphone because you bought cheap.
Pretty Man Suits coming back.
When I was talking with Chad and Gobo, I didn't even notice, but Johnny Hughes says that he saw Franz
feeling up some massive titties. Next thing you know, they wind up in the laundry room, and the shit is locked right now.
You guys had the whole thing going on over here.
What was going down over there?
I'm sitting over here, and I got my own show going.
She's fluffing, dude.
No, he's fluffing. She's fluffing. He's like more of the fluffer, but at one point, her nipples were getting hard. Yeah.
Noticed that?
Yeah, yeah. And then he says, he goes, it's not working, and she got all butthurt about it. It was really funny.
Well, he came in with a hard-on in a pill jar, so she probably got all, like...
Yeah, that one made her hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She'll eat anything in that pill jar.
Yeah, yeah. Like the fucking movie Haggard.
There was only three pills left. There was plenty of room.
I think it's hilarious how...
She's Ming Hagen.
She claimed that Novak didn't eat her out, but I had fucking... And she was denying it. And I say, well, what do you have to say about this then? And then she tried to claim Photoshop. Yeah, right. There was full-blown Kodak on the back.
Photoshop.
You just sucked this dick. I just saw you.
Get in here.
Oh, my God.
Born for dying. Claim that Novak didn't eat her out, but I had fucking photo proof. And she was denying it. And I say, well, what do you have to say about this then? And then she tried to claim Photoshop. Yeah, right. There was full-blown Kodak on the back.
Photoshop.
You just sucked this dick. I just saw you. Get in here.
Picture.
Quit being a fucking. Franz, did you just get your ass deed?
What's that?
Your DS.
My ass deed.
No, she said
I got my suck dicked.
And you said you hated that.
Well, I
Not you.
I couldn't let the fans down.
So what'd you do? What happened? Because you locked the laundry door, dude.
I was just trying to help. I was trying to help you out.
Well, what'd you do?
I got a boner. Obviously nothing.
Well, what'd you do? Was it fun?
We had a very deep philosophical conversation.
Yeah, how deep now?
Well, she was
vocal conversation.
She played Aristotle. I played Socrates, and we passed the information down from generation to generation.
You were in there
generation.
For 5 minutes. You busted that, bro. Hey, she's good.
To my credit, 5 minutes.
Bill is jealous.
Socrates never actually wrote anything down. It was Plato and Aristotle.
Where did the cum land?
It's still on my it's still on my dick.
Yeah,
actually,
right. Is it on the bricks?
Do you want something?
Is it on the bricks?
Can I tell my child molester story?
Is it on the book?
I said, no, I have too much respect to come in your face, baby. I'm going to put it in my pants.
There's no cum.
Where did it land?
I had to get a boner.
It's a simple question. I just need a one-word answer.
It didn't land.
Where did the cum land?
My balls. Here, feel my balls.
There was no cum.
It's full of cum.
Where?
Good God.
Oh, my gosh. Where's my camera?
Don't put your hand in my pants.
Where did it land? This is gay.
Where did it land?
Dude.
Where did it land?
Buddy Bill's bummed
I'm
out.
I'm about to get pissed off. You're on other side of the building, like, from this
building.
Now you got to stand up and go over there and my visual.
Franz, I want to know where
there's
the cum
There's no cum in this. My dick was in this pill bottle.
I know there's no cum in the pill jar because...
put her on his mic.
Because I saw Natalie wiping her mouth.
I didn't wipe my mouth. I went like this.
She doesn't suck dick. She really doesn't.
Yes, she does.
No, I don't.
No, actually, she doesn't. Ever since she threw up on Paul, she hasn't.
She doesn't.
What girl would suck it the other night? What girl would admit to taking it up the ass but not sucking a dick? Think about that.
Well, is that what you probably got turned on by that, and that's what you went to go do in the laundry room?
What, the fact she took it up the ass?
You humped her up the ass.
What makes you think I like a girl's that backside?
I know that you're crazy like that.
Look at that smile.
I've hung out with you in strange places. In Europe, we had deep, we had deep talks.
Right, right.
Because there's like 40 hours that went by and we were together, and I say, what's your craziness?
And you know I'm a pervert.
Yeah, so that's what you did.
Fuck yeah.
That's what you did.
Joe.
Yeah.
Sam, stop playing these reindeer games.
I'm not playing reindeer games. I want to know the truth. What did you do?
Oh, wait, buddy. What about the story with everyone listening?
What about the story about everyone listening at your door when you had that chick in the room, and all you hear is, and it's no noise, and then all of a sudden, out of 10 minutes of silence, fuck, yeah. And
that wasn't,
didn't even respond to it.
You
were like, fuck yeah,
Buddy
Dude,
Bill!
I can't stop saying it. It's part of my life now.
I got news for you,
it's
Buddy
part
Bill.
Of my conversation,
Buddy Bill. I got news for you. There were 5 other people in that room. there was a reason she wasn't speaking, and it was because she was on gag order.
I can't stop saying it. Fuck yeah.
I've heard 10 minutes of silence in front of the room one time, and then all of a sudden I hear.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
They said his head was beating back and forth like a gyro.
Franz, where did the cum land? I want to know.
Honestly, there wasn't any.
You're lying.
What? Just because I'm red in the face?
Yeah.
I did that because I had to come in with a fucking half on in a room full of guys.
You're blushing.
Sorry, Missy. Present company excluded.
You're blushing.
I love it.
Of course I'm blushing. I just came in with my goddamn boner and a fucking gallon sized pill bottle. Of course.
Where did the cum land?
I will dry pump in your face.
Where did it land from?
Oh my god.
I'm not letting it down, dude. I want to know where it landed.
Why don't you go in there and look? No!
Go in there. Did it land on some tits?
No, it really didn't. I tell you, if it did, I came in with a boner.
You didn't check out them titties. You had her for 10 minutes and you didn't look at her titties.
No,
you were
sure
feeling them up.
Natalie, were the lights out?
The lights were out. But do I have nice boobs?
Did you at least feel them?
No!
I saw you feeling them right here!
Why would I want to do that? I don't want to get gay. I mean, touching a girl is getting gay in my book. See, I've devoted my life to the intellectual side.
Obviously, Franz is not fessing up.
You devoted your life to the intellectual side, you just ruined that.
Franz is not fessing up.
So you want to hear about the molester story?
No, I'm sick of these lies, dude.
You told the molester story last week.
No, there's a new one. It's the same molester, two new stories.
Let me play a song first.
How do you have news stories about an old molester?
I checked with a dude who was an Eagle Scout at the camp where he stayed at Rustica Falls. And, dude, I got some doozies.
Did you film it?
I'm just mad about your lies. I know you came somewhere.
See, I knew this would happen. I knew that if I fucking... See, this is why I didn't want to take
my dick out. Why'd you show up then? Why'd you show up then?
I just showed you the Ming Hags goddamn artwork so you can make decisions so we could get some merch out. Ming Hags the movie, that's right. Coming
when is
soon.
That coming out?
Very soon,
when?
Woman.
The website.
Control yourself.
Yeah, now he's got the... Now I can control, huh? You come on her face, and now you can yell
Does
at her.
Does she have sweet tits, dude?
I ain't
Tell
saying.
Me, Franz.
Tell us. You've seen the pictures.
Tell us.
What, you want to hear about Natalie?
Yeah.
Sweet girl. Actually, you know what? Natalie is redoing my mortgage.
Yes.
I'm going to save 15 years in mortgage payments for only $100 more.
How? And I got him a stellar rate because I do mortgages for a living.
Really?
Yeah, you all can call me.
She's a brain, too, not just a body. Wake up, man.
I'm very intelligent.
You think women are just tits on a stick. Tits on a stick. That's what you think women are, you know?
Did you eat her out, you fucker?
No. She don't go past the head.
You're never going to tell the truth anyway. You know what? This is the beat stakes.
Bam, you know
I knew this would happen.
Bam.
I knew this would
happen. Fuck Franz, he's a liar.
No, no, this is an abusive relationship.
He's just a liar.
Going out with you is like an abusive relationship.
F you, Franz.
Wait, we're not going out. Never mind.
U.S. bombs.
What?
And I don't care as long as you say. And I don't care as long as we swear.
We'll be right back.
Goodbye, kids. Holy Lord, I got another. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
I just got back from Colorado, and Missy went to a psychic while I was away.
Sidekick?
The psychic. Yeah. And the psychic goes, you or your spouse is going to hurt their foot real bad soon. And I'm like, rad, fucking
great.
That
was a hilarious laugh.
I tumbled the fucking dune buggy and sprained my left foot.
Yeah.
She was right.
I know.
That's muffed up.
I know.
But it sucks that they have to tell you that.
Were you in a wheelchair getting pushed around by Missy?
When?
I don't know. What? It's weird because Steve Stasilli, the guy who did
it again.
Steve Stasilli, the guy who did the painting for the Ming Hags poster, he swears he saw you getting pushed by Missy in a wheelchair somewhere, and he's like, is Bam in a wheelchair? I could have sworn I saw them in a store.
That was Novak at the wedding, idiot.
That was me pushing him.
No, but then he claimed he must have dreamed it or something like that Mm-mm. But that has nothing to do with the psychic.
Well,
because he's psychic too.
How recent was this? Because you
this
fucking
was in the
called
past couple
me yesterday.
Weeks.
You said you were fucking ripping it up on the fucking ramps last night. Dude, I've been dying to do it, and I fucked my knee up on the motorcycle at Christmas Eve, and I'm fucking pissed. I've been out there fucking laying boards up there, fucking building your shit. I can't even fucking do nothing. So you're healed enough. You're out there skating, and I can't.
I've been icing it and putting arnica on it, and I'm going to Barcelona tomorrow to shred the gnar.
With Carrie Getz?
With Carrie Getz.
Oh my gosh, I want Carrie Getz to Getz all over me.
Oh,
well, you just had Franz all over you.
Yeah, that's
no, Carrie Getz, Missy said he thought
he's single.
Was cute.
He's
damn,
single.
Natalie, you don't give a shit.
A while ago.
You know what, he
but
likes,
now I'm fat.
He likes hump, girls
can he
dressed
hump you
over
the
in Catholic girls' uniform.
He can he hump you up the butt?
Uniforms.
Of course,
can he
she's
just hump me
fat
period?
Now.
Why can't he just hump you up the butt?
Well, can we just keep everything all secretive, but...
I guess.
Okay.
Until we talk about it on the radio next week.
I love... You know what I love? I love just keeping my Bam. Mouth
oh,
shut.
Somebody emailed me on Gay Space the other day. They're like, please respond ASAP.
Did you fuck him?
No, idiot. And then,
you are my
not,
friend.
Not
and
yet,
here's
anyway.
My phone number.
They emailed me on Gay Space and they're like,
okay.
Dear
why
Natalie,
do you have it
Bam
if you have one? If
die?
You want a Gay Space?
Did Bam
oh,
die?
I like it. And they're like, we heard he was dead. Is everything okay? And I don't respond to any of them, but I thought that was funny because I was like, did he? No, I haven't talked to Missy in a while.
I celebrated when I heard Travis Barker was dead, and that wasn't
I was
true.
Just with Tom DeLonge 2 days ago in Colorado.
Oh, yo, I gotta give an update. Long.
I went snowboarding with Lil Jon, too.
What's Ryan Dunn doing?
Nah.
Yo, can I get an update on the Brandywine
Eel? Call me.
What was I going to call you for?
Because I love him. You know who you have to hang out with?
Who?
Cat Williams.
Oh, God.
Who's that?
He is the funniest fucking black person ever.
Oh, my God.
And those black people are funny.
I like Lil Jon.
No, but listen, he hangs out with Lil Jon.
So what's the special exception?
To Lil Jon?
Why wasn't he just a funny person? No. Why did you have to say what his race was?
Well, I didn't say any bad word. I'm just...
Oh, God. What you're holding in.
No, it's true, though. If you say Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy, you usually mention the fact that they're black if a person doesn't know.
Yeah, and I'm half black anyway, because I've got really curly hair that looks like...
Yeah, right, you just like black dick.
Franz is white.
You like Franz's big black dick.
You know what, Bam? You like Franz's big black dick.
Because I like taking pictures of it.
Look at you sitting over there with your little homo cigarette. How you hold it. And then you cross your little legs and you're like...
They're not even crossed.
Little legs. like you're 4'5" over there. You're a little elf.
He's sitting over there all like... leg crossed and he's holding a cigarette so faggy.
It's holding it like a normal person.
No, you're holding it really faggy.
How?
Yo, speaking of experiment.
Bam, you're so delicate. Brandywine
Eel's in jail.
Delicate's cool.
Oh, word up, dog.
You're just mad because I have a photo of you getting eaten out and you said that you didn't get eaten out by Novak and I have it the fucking proof in my very back pocket.
Yeah, no, the funniest part is about the picture of her getting eaten out by Novak is G took it. So you have a situation where Novak is eating out Natalie and G is there fucking perving out taking pictures.
Thank you.
Sometimes I look back on my life and I think, was I even there?
Why? Hey, life's too short for regrets, babe. But you know what the thing about G is? Here's what's funny about G. No, but you have no idea.
He ran out of the closet and he jumped up on the bed and snapped a picture.
But you have
so you do
really
remember being there.
Is that how he got it?
No, I don't.
Okay, but no, here's the thing about G.
Hey, this is what he did.
When you
opened up the door in mid-eat-out sesh right here.
No, he didn't.
And he got the photo, and then I have it in my back pocket.
She doesn't have to do that.
We were in your bed, idiot.
She doesn't have to do that.
Let me take a double look.
It was our whole bedroom.
Oh, you're right. It's my blanket.
That was the night that Natalie fell while she was talking, hit her head on the counter, and then fell to the ground and hit her head on the ground.
I didn't know where I was.
Oh, my God.
Well, wherever you were, you were having loads of fun.
You should tell your doctor about
this. Missy, that was the night we showed each other our lips.
Maybe your doctor can give you more pills for this.
Whoa.
I need a lot of pills that aren't going to solve any problems.
That's not going to fix your back brain.
Back brain?
Yeah. Missy hides it, though, but I know right where it was when you were claiming that you weren't getting eaten out by Novak. I never got eaten out by Novak. Yeah, right. I have the fucking photo to prove it.
Dude, he fucking threw
his You're the coolest ever, Bam.
Well, I won that argument.
Roast beef.
Wait.
Will you ollie for me?
Let me just say this about G. I was trying to get this out earlier. Is you have no idea how many couples are going out ask G to film them fucking.
I was like, I'm gonna go fuck Missy last night.
And he stayed overnight and he's like, yo, let me film it.
Oh, is that how he weasels his way in?
Yeah,
he's like, seriously, let me film it. The cameras are here, the batteries are charged. I'm like, no, G, you're not gonna film me fuck Missy. He's like, come on, man, I got a tape. It's a brand new tape, fresh tape.
And he never has tapes.
No.
Every time we're supposed to film behind the scenes, he comes to me, Frost, I didn't get any tapes.
Mike Knott bought 20 of them, and they're sitting on the avenue, he knew that.
What I'm saying is he was extra prepared. He was ready to go with that.
That's G's thing, dude.
So that's how he gets into it.
Is his girlfriend a model now? Is she a model? Because she has all these model shoots or whatever.
No.
MySpace.
No, G went, it's like modelspace.com or some shit, and G has an account on it, and he's like a proven photographer, and now he's getting all this work to shoot, like, hot girls and stuff.
Good.
Yeah, cheers on him, but, like...
Mazel tov.
You think so? You think once he hires, once he's shooting all these fucking hot models, he's going to dump his present hot girlfriend?
I guess if they want to fuck, I don't know.
I think G and Kim are perfect together.
I think they're good together.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You know who else is getting married, everybody? I ain't saying.
You?
Yeah.
I heard a rumor. I heard, and I'm not. No, Buddy Bill, am I right or am I wrong? I'm not confirming this. I heard a rumor.
Rink has
made the proposal to tie the knot. Yeah, Rink!
Is it to the stripper that he met?
What?
Check it out. It is true.
What?
I showed up right when they got back. It was her 20th birthday. I showed up, and of course me, I was like, well, there's crystal in your fucking cabinet. I'm drinking some of that Dom Perignon. I'm toasting fucking, it was like 12 is deep for one bottle of Dom. Or Cristal, or whatever the fuck I was. But she,
and what a break set.
It is a nice ring. I mean, I knew he...
You gave her a ring.
Yes.
Gave her a ring.
Yeah. Wow. On her birthday, and they just got back from Australia 2 days ago. They went out for two weeks.
What's his name?
I want to get married.
Rake Yon.
No. Who's he marrying?
Yeah.
I love Natalie.
Oh, Rake?
Natalie.
That girl, what's that girl's name?
You are great radio material.
Her name going to be Yon?
You were just in the laundromat with Franz doing God knows what, and now you want to get married?
You want to marry Rake?
No, I don't want to marry Rake.
I do believe that
Natalie,
she's got Rake
taking random... Tell the story about when we found out about
now.
Carmella.
I think he showers more now.
Hey, listen to this story.
She has Rake taking showers?
I think that he showers more now.
Okay, wait.
Listen to this story.
Mr. Margera has an announcement. Mr. Margera has an announcement.
No, it's Natalie.
Go ahead, Mr. Margera.
Natalie. Let's hear Natalie's story.
Go ahead,
let's give her a minute.
So Natalie, she was... My sister calls me one day, and she's really fucking nice to me, and I'm like, what is fucking wrong with this girl? She's always a bitch. So I'm like, did you get engaged? And she's like, yeah, I'm getting married. And she's like screaming and all excited.
And it's your little
sister. Wait, listen,
sister.
It's my little sister too. So I feel like this fat, older, single loser. I know, I sound like a chicken, thank you. I wish I could lay the egg that I've been trying to hatch. Anyway, so I fucking am like hysterical. I call her and I'm like, oh my gosh, my sister is engaged before me and she's getting married. And I'm like hysterical. And Brianna's like, it's okay, calm down, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like leaving my parents' house and... I do not appreciate that. so, I,
so I'm like, fucking A. So Brianna's blowing me up, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is the worst day ever. Why does she keep calling me? So I can't tell my story with my relatives talking in the background. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So Brianna calls me, and she's like, I hate to do this to you today. I know it's been a really hard day for you, but I'm pregnant. And I go, oh, my gosh. I go, why is everyone living my dream? I didn't even say congratulations or I'm so excited for you.
You say congratulations to
I didn't say congratulations to either of them. I bought a bottle of vodka over to my parents' house, and I took five shots, and I was like, great.
You didn't say congratulations to your sister getting married.
No.
What happened again?
Would you say it?
Wait, if you could sum up the... I don't understand what happened. Yeah. If you could sum up the story in one sentence,
that
exactly
again,
what happened.
I'm
an insensitive asshole who wants to be careful.
Really? I understand.
Yo, stop me out of the fucking spot.
That's
Chad,
funny,
I love
man.
You for that.
My sister...
You didn't even say congratulations.
To anybody, I just asked why they were living my dreams.
What, I'm getting pregnant? Right.
And yeah. Get married.
How old is your
acid
sister?
Reflux.
22.
She's 22. How old are you?
I'm going to be 25.
Oh, she's
February.
Married and tied the knot and has a cool house and a cool husband and cool kids before you?
Exactly.
I must suck.
But she'll also be divorced before you.
Steve-O won't show up to anybody's weddings because it reminds him of his shortcomings. That's why he won't
shortcomings.
Does he have a small penis?
Bam's on the floor right now.
Well, he does have a small penis.
No,
but
he doesn't. He has a good sized dick.
Dude, he fell
but,
out laughing.
He's a 2-pound chump.
He's on the floor. I need to be on the floor.
How do you know?
Jesus.
I fucked him.
Oh, my God. Dude, that was fucking... Oh.
Right,
and the stories
up.
That I got, I'm so glad that I had to hear a somewhat pretty boring one there.
Whoa.
And it keeps me
oh, Buddy Bill, because your guitar stories and the girl who you probably told you knew Bam Margera, so now she's going to hump
funny
the shit out of you.
I'm looking at a speaker, but I know you're on the other side of it right now, sweet cakes.
Oh my gosh, you just charmed my panties off.
Really?
Really?
Let's watch some sex on this radio show while there's still 15 minutes
sexist.
Yeah. I've done everything on this radio show that I haven't done in real life. Like, it's really
you just
stupid.
Did more in the fucking bathroom with fucking Phronsie boy.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out the truth.
Oh my god, wait till you see what happened.
Bam, my nickname is Stingy Titty.
Yeah,
like, what
right.
Do
your
you
nickname
think I
not,
said
he was oh, no, it's not
titty.
Anymore.
You probably
you
asked
stingy with the titty. You're stingy with titty. Titty.
You're stingy
and
with
you
your titties.
Stole my
the first thing
I've never
she
seen
said,
somebody more giving.
S&D.
Dude, the first thing she said when she came in the room was, I let him lick my titties a little bit. So,
that's right.
You're
that's
stingy
what I
with
said.
The titties.
And
not what
look
I
up
said.
The word
free
stingy. And what else?
Hey,
what
listen, else? Buddy Bill, playing reindeer deer games.
Ming Hag.
Oh, you know what? You know
Ming
what?
Hag, baby.
Wait, you know what I want to say about Ming Hag?
I didn't even know you were my girlfriend in the fucking movie. And I was, ooh, man.
You know what? You were his
man.
Girlfriend in the movie, dude.
I didn't know.
Natalie was Buddy Bill's girlfriend
stick a needle in, my
in
ass
Ming Hag.
For that.
I didn't even think about that till now.
Yeah
you guys
thank
are worth,
you. You.
No, actually,
she came
the
up
character,
to me
the
two
character
times
names
in a fucking Thirsty Campbell, and she's like, she got pissed off the third time that I didn't fucking know who she was. I was like,
well, just so you know, in the credits list, you're hooked, dude. She's hooked, bitch.
I love how
those,
I turned
those are your character names.
Wait, listen, the best part about it is when people
dude,
ask me about Ming Hag.
Do I need to come
Ming
the fuck
Hags
over there
say,
right now and
oh, what
smack
was your
you around?
What, because I'm
you
telling
do?
You the
I'm
credits
like,
to the movie?
I was a crotch-infested
okay, I gotta
whore
go ahead.
Who fucked Dunn and he
ahead?
Has to stick needles in his ass. Like,
because
yeah.
I got diseases off of you.
You did a fabulous job.
I got a disease off of you. That was incorrectable.
I don't even think I knew what I was doing until I got there.
With a caulk gun-sized needle in my ass.
You did a good job.
That's the magic of cinema. You don't know how it's going to be edited
in front of all public fucking like attorneys coming out of the fucking courthouse coming through the alley
why?
To get to their cars.
You don't have
and
to
I'm
be mad
screaming
about
at the
this.
Top of my lungs, sticking a needle in my ass for you.
Why are you so
Buddy
mad
Bill,
at me?
I'm like, I'm
going to
see you in court next week.
Tell
fucking
him.
Coming down the fucking alley.
You fucking
I wasn't
tell
even
him,
in
though.
That scene, Jackhole.
You tell her.
Yeah, but I didn't know why I was doing that scene. And now I know.
Oh my gosh, Buddy Bill, why can't we start playing the crows for him?
See, I'm upset about this.
These people were in a movie?
You need to stand
come on, it's a good, it was a good scene, dude. How can you deny that?
That was a great scene, and I'm really pissed about the picture.
Screaming in front of attorneys and lawyers in the
and they were
house.
Loving it. Dude, all those dudes wearing suits who are lawyers and shit, they all came up and wanted to talk to us, dude, to hang out and watch, dude.
Dude, until you
And
guys
you pulled got... down your pants and shot your ass up with Ryan Dunn and Ryan chasing dude. Down a seat with your pants down. That's a good fucking, that's
you
cinema.
You are correct.
That is
but
cinema.
I was apologizing to all those people that weren't supposed to be part of it. And then at the end, before, you were like... You were like, but girl, we need one more fucking
right.
scene.
Right.
And it was fucking, who was it? Fucking whose mom
Ryan.
Was it?
Oh, no, it was Raekyon's mom is in the scene.
No, riding a bicycle.
That was Raekyon's mom.
Faggots.
That was Raekyon's mom.
No,
it was Batara's mom.
It was
this
Batara's
is the time
mom.
For Mondo Generator.
And then she's
so
like,
high, so
like, sorry, ma'am, for the scene. Right.
There's a lot of talking going down.
Yeah,
all I'm concerned about is what happened in the laundromat with Franz and Natalie.
Natalie better tell him.
When we come back right here, Mondo Generator, Radio Bamster, Drive,
you do. I don't fucking do that.
Radio Bam, Sirius 28, Faction.
Wow. All right, that was Mondo Generator here with Johnny Hill. He's gonna give the outro.
We don't have a fucking CD. So,
is it in your iPod?
Guy pod.
So there's no. So I'm.
Is it in your gay guy pod?
Gay guy pod.
What's G doing right now?
I think it's in that car.
Dude, when is fucking McGangs coming out?
Yeah, seriously.
Valentine's
we're
Day,
still,
faggy.
Well, we're still
Are we
doing
anything
still,
special for it?
We're still
yeah,
doing the. We're
yeah,
still
we're
rendering the
fest.
Effects, and Chad Ginsburg of the band CKY has to do the sound mix.
Sweet sounds.
I'm sorry, the sweet sounds of CKY is going to be doing the sound mix for Ming Hags the movie.
When?
Am I the only one clapping?
Yeah,
I'm the only one that cares.
I'm doing
I need to see the fucking movie again because I missed the fucking trailer.
Well, let me tell you, buddy.
I missed the trailer.
When you see it, it's going to be twice
YouTube.
As good. We spent 3 weeks in a sound mixing. That's just the premix.
I'm shaking my head right now.
That's before Chad gets
sand on. Just what I've seen from the shit.
I was just a bunch of dudes who didn't need to do any of that shit do my job. I miss it so much, dude.
Yo, by the way, the Moxie wants to know how much you're going to charge to mix their songs.
I haven't started.
Why would he announce it on the radio?
Well, I'm asking you. I haven't started. Because you're here.
I'm going to start recording a lot more bands at the studio.
Well, they texted me, and I said I'd get back to them as soon as possible. We're in Spain.
If bands are good, they can email their shit to me at chadcky@gmail.com, and I only want to record people that like are pretty good, though.
Yeah, well, they're good.
Yeah.
Can you mix it?
I don't need the money that bad yet. Yeah. If you're terrible and you have a lot of money, we'll talk.
I just...
hate it?
What?
Do you like it?
What?
Moxie.
Oh, the song we played last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where's that at?
Can you mix it?
I had to mix it when it was here. I turned the treble up and shit. This shit had to be done. Yeah, I could mix everything.
Bam. How long are you going to Spain for? How long do I get Missy time?
Why? Are we going to do try to eat her out?
Probably.
Good God.
Missy, don't go in the laundry room.
Film it and put it on YouTube.
I won't allow it.
Why not?
Hey.
I would never cheat on Stacey.
What won't you allow?
For a girl that won't even touch her own fucking pussy to fucking masturbate is not...
Seriously, are you scared of your own pussy?
If you won't touch your own pussy, why would anybody else want to touch that pussy? See what I'm
saying? Buddy Gobo, Missy's up. All right, Natalie, let's see what you can do.
Missy, I miss you so fucking much. It's only been like a week.
What's going on? Missy's got her legs up, spread, taking pictures over here.
Where's Hannah?
What's going on?
Fan is somewhere.
Oh, I would love to see
Fan is somewhere.
Well, Hannah was supposed to be here, wasn't he?
It's always better with Hannah laughing in the background. The whole show.
Franz, what happened in that laundry room?
Yo, for good music.
Natalie, tell him. Know exactly what
happened. Did you suck his dick?
No.
You were wiping your mouth as soon as you walked in. I'm no fool.
That's because my dick is nice and juicy.
Yo, fuckface, you know how good Brand New On Eel is on the guitar, right? So now, like, I got two places that I'm jamming with Brand New On Eel.
But he's in jail.
And he just went to jail 2 days ago and didn't pay me, like, the bills for last month. He paid the rent.
Chalk it up, dude. You ain't getting it.
Fuck you.
You ain't getting it.
I don't care about the money. Now I just wish he was here to jam with us, man.
I know. Suck it up, faggot.
Now I called my old guitarist to come down. He's not going to come down until Sunday.
Look at fucking Waffle Boy, dude.
That's disgusting. What is that, a vagina?
Stop it. I love him.
Why? He treats you like shit.
Wait, let me see.
Oh my God.
Is his dick tucked out?
I thought I had a preference here that you know better than to show me dumb pictures disgusting. Like that.
Look at his barbed wire tattoo.
He could never do
that. You're taking the fun out of shit, man.
That was done in 89.
He looks like Nick Lachey. Now he's playing a guitar and acoustic.
He's got a Nick Lachey tattoo.
Dude, that shit ain't funny, man.
I'm so glad I confiscated this camera.
There's a Nick Lachey tattoo.
Bam,
right
no, on. You're not. Stop
it. That's fabulous.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Look at you waffle boy. Weirdo.
What did you guys do? Go to the prom together? What is it?
Yeah. You're a weirdo.
Now they're at the prom.
Joe, look at you leaning in.
I'm interested.
Dude, you're still on it.
I'm glancing someone's personal life. Dude, that is not.
Let's look at her personal life.
We're looking at pictures.
My personal life is not.
We're looking at pictures on the radio.
Disgusting cheese ass, dude.
Oh, there's titties.
And the dude's dick was
an ass.
What, 3 inches?
Oh, man.
There's nothing good in there.
Now there's a fat guy singing.
Balls.
That's Paul's brother. Don't say
his
that.
His dick had balls.
Well, fuck Paul. I don't care about him or his brother. You break up with him every 2 weeks.
I don't break up with him. He dumps me.
And then you get back with him, and then you think that he should respect you.
He has a really girthy penis.
Just go fuck some...
Oh, my God.
So does Franz. Go fuck his ass.
Fuck my ass. No, I'm not going to let her fuck my ass.
She just did. Disgusting. She can't withhold from
him. Now he's playing in a band.
Where's Hannah?
I'm sure the band sucks.
Hannah plays
it. Now he's taking photos of himself.
No, that was for
now
his hobby.
Now naked again.
That was for his hobby.
Look at his fucking dick. He has a big bruise on it.
No.
Look
at the bruise on his leg.
Natalie's kind
of... Oh, dude.
Bammy, you old Margera.
Yeah?
Stop it. stop doing that.
I have to.
No.
It makes me laugh.
I'm glad my phone's over here.
Zoom it in and give it to Buddy Bill. Let me just hear. Let me just hear one Buddy Bill. Uh huh.
Why is it funny that the guy bruised his leg?
It's not. It's zoomed in on his
dick. He plays ice hockey. You can't see his penis in it, can you?
No.
No, you can't see it. He tucked it under his
that's
hand.
That's disgusting.
Dude,
disgusting.
This guy is...
that's my baby.
Is it? Why are you showing everybody...
he's breaking up with you.
If you'd be showing everybody pictures of your 7-year-old son, that'd be just as equal. I don't want to see either. That's fucking guys.
7-year-old son.
That's
my
funny.
7-year-old... I don't even have kids. Wow. Remember, everybody's stealing my dreams.
I went to the appointment to donate my eggs. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Donating my eggs. What was Waffle Boy thinking of?
Why don't you just suck Franz's big ass dick?
Because I choke on the guy.
That was Joe Franz's picture in the bathroom. You're all fooled, you fuck faces. Not you, Missy.
Oh, Buddy Bill, you have penis envy.
I would never. That was fucking him in the fucking bathroom. The recent pictures right now. She just took them with the
recent
fucking
one?
Pill bottle. Did you not see it in the background?
I didn't.
It was on the fucking ground in the bathroom.
What was on the ground
Pull
in the bathroom?
Pull them pictures back up.
Wait, we have a conspiracy theory here that no one understands the Buddy Bill.
Yeah, what?
Wait, exactly what are we looking for in the pictures? Let's look.
Not smarter than you think, fuckface.
I know you. Let's hear it.
Look at him. I ain't stupid. Don't look at me like that. Yeah, you know I know. Now you want me to pull back up.
All right.
These fucking microphones off my ears again. Huh? Look at you.
Why?
You're busted.
What did I do? What did I do now?
That's you in those pictures, you fucker.
Yeah, of course it's me. We said it.
She said it was.
You're busted.
I thought it was.
No,
Bill,
we
what
were
are you smoking. Wait,
what we just looked at with you in the bathroom, holding your fucking your pubic hair
that
exposed.
Wasn't Joe, that was Waffle Boy.
No, that was
that
me.
Was Waffle Boy, faggot.
Oh my gosh!
Wait a minute, what is going?
This is Buddy Bill signing out.
You thought that was
naked
me?
It was you.
Ew. Buddy Bill, I don't look that. I don't look like that naked.
Signing back in.
I'm like.
What do you look like, Lumberjack Franz?
I'm like a foot shorter than that dude. He's like 6'7".
Let's have a dick off.
Dude, you have your...
Let's have a dick off.
We already did that. No more dicks.
Let's have a dick. Let's see who's his bigger.
My life seat, I knew this would happen.
Let's see who's his bigger.
I knew this would happen.
Let's see who's his bigger.
Joe Ferrigno.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew this would happen.
Let's have a dick off.
Didn't he say it was on the...
Incredible Hulk.
Missy has a camera.
Let's have a dick off.
Missy has a camera. Bama has... Bama's reaching him in his...
Come on, you already know yours is bigger, faggot.
No.
Yours is bigger. Look, come on.
Did we
come
have
on.
Two cameras out?
Yeah, so what?
Let's take out your itty bitty weenie.
My mom's on town.
I already
cancel.
Know it's weenie beanie.
I don't know. I've never seen your penis before. I've heard it's pretty good, though.
Come on, let's have a dick
right,
off.
Miss?
I don't
Should we tell him about
like
the time that we all rubbed dicks?
Franz, let's have a dick off.
Shit, it's Should we tell him about the time we all rubbed dicks?
I got a wall.
Are we going to have a dick off?
Yeah.
Chad, what's the song that you were going to play?
Quit changing the subject.
The knives. We got a knives song.
If there was more girls,
Franz is a radio pooper.
Dude, I already came in with a fucking half-bottle
of
Franz, you're the worst radio ever.
Yeah. Let's play the company band.
What do I got to do to please my friend?
Hey, I must say the company band is playing live at front of Times Square on the 9th of February.
Wait a minute.
Fuck yeah.
Who is company band? Explain.
It's the 9th of
The company band is Neil Fallon from Klutz, Jeff from CKY, and Jim from Fireball Ministry, and they're playing out in front of Times Square on the 9th of February for Jackass, and it's going to be big time. So if you're not a pussy, you call off work and show up and quit being a faggot.
Bring the heroin. All right, right here. Serious 28.
Comedy band.
Wahoo!
At 20%, throw out the mobile grid. Horses working nights, leaning into cars, but the cops don't mind, cause hope don't mind, giving hope to the law. Read all about it, cause I knew fortune's a mistress, said a fool. Read all about it, cause I knew fortune is a mistress, said a fool.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.